Greetings, Star Wars nerds. This is Nerd11 reporting in on Comic Book Day. Today we are looking at Obi-Wan and Anakin. The following is the summary for Star Wars Obi-Wan and Anakin, a comic book miniseries from Marvel, written by Charles Soule, with art by Marco Cicchetto, and colored by Andreas Mosa. The first issue of the miniseries was released on January 6, 2016, and ran until May 25th. 2016. The following is derived from the opening crawl of each issue. It is a time of peace in the galaxy. For a thousand years, the Mystic Jedi Order has served as peacekeeper of the Republic, maintaining peace in the service of the Galactic Senate. Obi-Wan Kenobi achieves the title of Jedi Knight after defeating the Sith who killed his master, the noble Qui-Gon Jinn. To honor Qui-Gon's dying wish, Obi-Wan has taken Anakin Skywalker as his Padawan, training him in the ways of the Jedi. Several years have passed since Anakin began his studies in the Jedi Temple on Coruscant. He has proven to be stronger in the Force than any child trained in generations. However, Anakin and Obi-Wan have both begun to question their roles and the destiny of the Force. They embarked upon a mission to the far reaches of the galaxy to respond to a distress call to Corellian 4. Crash landing on the planet, the pair found the ruins of an advanced civilization abandoned beneath a sickly cloud cover, but also more primitive survivors living above the clouds, on mountain peaks, and flying airships. A battle between two airships ended with one plummeting groundward. Obi-Wan managed to save a pair of women from the crew of the downed airship before it crashed, but the women immediately pulled weapons on their saviors, claiming to have never heard of the Jedi. Obi-Wan also manages to save a man, Grekker, from the other ship. With their survival at stake, the war between the survivors is put aside in order to rebuild a ship and retreat to safety. During the ensuing airship journey, Anakin is befriended by Korlara. She and Mother Pran, her companion, note Anakin's affinity with technology. Seeing a possible path to victory in their endless war, they abduct the young Jedi, separating the Padawan from his master. Mother Pran and Korlara take Anakin and escape the airship, pausing only to shoot it out of the sky, with Obi-Wan still on board. Kenobi survives the attack and follows the distress call that brought them to the war between the open and the closed. He traces it to its origin, a woman named Sarah, who has dedicated her life to collecting remnants of old technology in hope of inspiring the planet's youth and ending the conflict. But as open and closed forces converge on Sarah's fortress museum, those hopes may prove futile. Once again, I enjoyed the artwork of this series. The likenesses of Obi-Wan, Anakin, Chancellor Palpatine, Mace Windu, and Yoda were exactly what I expected them to look like. Obi-Wan and Anakin were perfectly aged for representing having aged about 3 to 4 years since the events of Episode 1. The flashbacks to Anakin's training within the Jedi Temple were perfectly placed and tied into the overall story nicely. It was interesting to see the further explanation of the relationship between the Jedi and the Senate. Adding to that, the first quote-unquote lesson from the Chancellor to Anakin gave the audience a look into how deeply rooted Palpatine's manipulation of Anakin exactly was. I like that they also included the real-world physics of what would happen when a lightsaber tries to block a slug being shot from a slug thrower. As explained by Nerdists, Because Science with Kyle Hill, which you can find on YouTube, when Obi-Wan tries to stop some of the bullets that get fired at him, they get turned into hot slag and they end up burning his outer Jedi robes. So I like that not only is there Star Wars physics in Star Wars, but also they did include some real world physics in it as well. As far as the things that I didn't like in this series, over stuff like the fact that there wasn't a clear explanation of the exact conflict between the open and the closed, or even why they were even named the open and the closed. I know that's not central to the actual story being told, but it would have been nice to have one or two lines included to clarify what was the central conflict between the two groups. There were a few times that the closed were called open characters closed, and vice versa. It's nitpicky, but without the clear conflict between the two, it disrupted the flow of reading the story. Sometimes when a character who is actually an open gets called closed, I get confused and had to go back and kind of looked at it. Later on, it did become clear that the open were red and the closed were blue, but even then, it just kind of muddied things at the beginning, especially without them explaining the exact conflict in the story. So Obi-Wan at one time specifically states that the message that the scavenger sends out as a distress call has words in it that only pertain to the Jedi. But then when he finally meets the scavenger and she explains that the individual in the message that she saw had a red bladed lightsaber, Obi-Wan says that it was a Sith. So that causes me to wonder how or even why a Sith would be using phrasing specific to the Jedi, or would even leave a message or recording talking about how to call the Jedi to their planet. There were a couple of plot threads that did get lost in two of the issues at the very first two issues. At the start of the first issue, after the Jedi crash land, they start off heading to the ground to rescue individuals from a downed airship that they witnessed. But then the issue switches over to the very first flashback that we get of Anakin's training. Then when we return back to the present, you see Mother Pran and Kralara's airship is getting shot down, and they're able to jump to safety. So it begs me to ask, what happened about the first downed ship? They completely ignored what the Jedi were there to, or what the Jedi were planning on doing. That they were, Anakin and Obi-Wan were going to go to the ground and see if they couldn't help out these survivors, or if there were any survivors at all. They just completely forget about it and move on with their lives. And then later on in issue 2, Anakin compares the conflict that's happening between the open and the closed to that of the Jedi and the Sith. Well, he's speaking directly to Obi-Wan. They're kind of in quiet. You would think that Obi-Wan would, you know, ask him, you know, what have you learned about the Sith, or why you think that the conflict between the open and the closed are compared to the Jedi and the Sith. Anything. But Obi-Wan doesn't even acknowledge this comparison. He completely glosses over it, and that's where the issue ends. It kind of left me hanging, trying to scratch my head as to why Obi-Wan didn't have a conversation then with Anakin about that. Overall, I felt that this was a good mini-series. I would like to see them return to do another Obi-Wan and Anakin story, perhaps something a little bit further along, closer to the events of Episode 2. I believe that any chance that we as Star Wars fans and readers get to visit the relationship between the two Jedi, the more we can see that they were good friends, as Obi-Wan mentions in Episode 4. This is something that did take place during the Star Wars The Clone Wars cartoon series. Getting to see them interact even in a combat setting in the events between Episode 2 and Episode 3. But any chance that we get to see them together is beneficial to their overall story arcs. There were some things that distracted me throughout the five issues. The dropped plot threads, some misnaming of characters or labeling of characters, and the Sith warrior knowing quote-unquote Jedi language are just a few. But the overall story was strong and was supported by the flashbacks. There were times that I found myself glossing over the present day story elements just to get to the flashbacks, but that only happened once Palpatine kind of took over Anakin on his little mini mission to the lower reaches of Coruscant. Overall, I felt this was a strong series and enjoyed reading it. So for me, I would rate this miniseries 3 lightsabers out of 5. That's all for today, fellow Star Wars nerds. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed the station, don't forget to hit the favorite button so you don't miss the next broadcast. Feel free to leave a comment on any of the segments or call into the station so the rest of the galaxy can hear your voice. You can also follow the station on Twitter at @_SWNerds. At me and leave a comment or question which I might read on a future segment. Once again, thank you for listening. This is Nerd 11, signing out and making the jump for home. May the Force be with you.